She'll probably be trying to get out. But Madison, she's having fun, living an old-time radio life. Our explanation is done.
Madison is on the air.
The day the earth stood still.
There is an ever-present question that has puzzled and intrigued our world for centuries. Is there life on any of the other planets? So, in tonight's play, we will tell you of a possible momentous event in our near future. The arrival on this planet of someone from outer space. It was a pleasant spring day. There'd been at least 20 such sparkling days that spring, and perhaps a billion or more of them since the Earth began. This spring, in the middle of the marvelous 20th century, was different. It was the most different day that had ever happened to mankind.
The ship, designed for travel outside the Earth's atmosphere, landed in Washington, D.C. today at 3:47 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We still do not know where it came from. The ship is now resting exactly where it landed 2 hours ago. So far, there is no sign of life from inside the ship. Behind the cordon of troops, tanks, and artillery is a huge crowd of curiosity seekers. Every eye, every weapon is trained on the ship. The atmosphere is one of terrific tension rather than of fear. It's been that way for... Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening. The spaceship is opening up. Someone is coming out.
Keep calm, everybody. Don't get excited. Keep calm. Quiet.
A wedge is opened in the smooth, unbroken metal skin of the spaceship. A ramp slithers out onto the grass. Against the eerie glow of unearthly light from inside the spaceship stands the space... woman?
Hey, everybody! Yikes, tough crowd. I come in peace. Take me to your leader.
I think she's trying to communicate, but all I can hear are piercing, obnoxious sounds.
Oh, wait! Actually, I have a speech I wrote down. One sec.
She's going for something in her tunic, sir.
Hold your position.
It's a ray gun or something! I'm gonna let her have it!
No, wait!
Jeez, son of a... God dang it.
You fool, she's down. Hold back that crowd. Everybody, back! Your wound doesn't look too bad.
Excuse me, G.I. Joe, if I'd rather have a doctor make that assessment. Ah!
She understands us.
Duh. Now who's the douche nozzle who shot me? I want him stripped of his rank. No, I want him stripped of his uniform. Right here, right now. I want him buck naked in front of everybody.
I'm sorry for him shooting you, but you shouldn't have gone for that ray gun.
Ray gun? You just automatically assumed I was going for a gun. Who are you, LAPD?
Again, I'm sorry, but... What? What is that?
Oh, that? That's Gort.
It looks like a metal baby carriage.
No, he's a food delivery robot. Basically a cooler on wheels.
Food delivery? So it's not a danger?
Well, his AI has been reprogrammed to be my protector, so, like, if I'm hurt, he attacks.
Ah! He zapped that soldier with a bolt of electricity.
It was just his butt. Oh, I can watch that all day. But seeing as how I've been shot and starting to black out a little, how about some medical attention?
What about that soldier?
When Gord thinks he's learned his lesson, he'll stop. So, hospital?
Good afternoon, miss.
Now, who are you? I've had every doctor, nurse, intern, candy striper, and janitor in this place come in to gawk at me. I feel like I'm in a zoo. No wonder those pandas in captivity can't make babies. Give us some privacy.
Well, my name is Harley, secretary to the president.
Which president?
The president of the United States.
No, I mean which president of the United States? Is it one of the good ones?
I think so.
Are you saying that because you believe it? Or if you don't say it, you'll be replaced by someone whose only credentials are that they were a TV show host.
That would never happen.
Oh, the mid-20th century is so adorbs.
The doctors here tell me your wound is not serious.
Merely a flesh wound.
I'm sure I don't have to point out that your arrival was something of a surprise. Naturally, we're very curious to know where you come from.
Let's just say, in the not-too-distant future, in a galaxy far, far away from the final frontier.
So you're from another planet?
For this episode, let's go with it.
What is the reason you've come here?
Like I'm gonna tell you? You're just some errand boy for the president.
Perhaps you'd rather discuss it personally with the president.
OMG, ego much? Why does the United States always think it's the center of the universe?
Then who do you wish to speak with?
Everybody? Like the representatives from all the nations of Earth?
In view of the tensions and suspicions in our world today, such a meeting would be, a little awkward.
Awkward? This isn't a wedding reception where you're trying to figure out the seating arrangements. Oh no, who sat Israel next to Iran? What I have to say concerns the existence of every last creature who lives on this Earth. So suck it up!
Our problems are very complex. You mustn't judge us too harshly.
Are you mansplaining to me? My little space girl brain can't comprehend just how many stupid people are making stupid decisions on this stupid planet.
The president will, of course, do his best to bring about the meeting you desire. I know it will be quite useless. I wish it were otherwise.
Okay, hang on. Before I make up my mind about how stupid you all are, I think I should, mingle for a few days. Maybe get an idea for why you're all so stupid.
Our military people insist that you do not attempt to leave the hospital.
Oh, your military people! Like that Gomer Pyle who shot me?
I'm sorry. The decision has been made. This door will be locked. I'm sure you understand. Good day.
The door will be locked. I freaking show up in a spaceship with a robot, and they're all like, this locked door will stop her. Of course, if they had those key card locks like they do in hotels, that might do it. You end up playing hotel roulette. Come on, green light. Come on, green light. Mama's got to pee. She's been at the bar all night. Ah, red.
The authorities at Walter Reed Hospital still refuse to comment on how she managed to escape, except to say that she broke into a hospital locker and stole clothing belonging to a staff nurse. While the government does not minimize the crisis, it urges people all over the world to remain calm and further advise
calm,
that the
he says. Just terrible.
Are being brought to bear. We are warned, however, that this is no ordinary manhunt, and we may be up against powers that are beyond our control or understanding, and that
I just can't stand any more of this.
I wanted to hear more, Mrs. Crockett.
It's exciting, isn't it, Mother?
Exciting, Bobby? It's enough to drive a person... Oh, who are you?
Sup, I'm Madison. I saw your sign outside and the door wasn't locked in any serious way. I'm looking for a room.
Oh, yes, I do have a nice room. Is it Miss or Mrs. Madison?
Just Madison.
You don't have a first name?
I don't have a prefix that signifies whether or not I'm attached to a man.
Does that mean you're like a spy or something? Did you come here to catch that space woman?
I think we've all been hearing too much about space women, Miss Madison.
Not Miss Madison.
Well, this is Mrs. Benson, Mrs. Madison.
Not Mrs. Madison.
Golly, what are we supposed to call you then?
Madison.
This is little Bobby, and I'm Mrs. Crockett. You're a long way from home, aren't you, Mrs. Madison?
No, Mrs. Crockett, it's Madison.
Cute kid. He doesn't come out of his room much, does he?
I apologize. Madison.
Okay, fine. Let's go with Miss Madison. At least I can appear unaffiliated.
This way, please. I'll show you to your room.
Thanks.
I can tell you're not from here.
Yeah?
I can spot a Chicago accent every time.
So far, you people are tipping the scale towards stupidity.
And so, this Sunday morning, we ask the question, where is the creature, and what is she up to?
Golly, Mom, do you think the space woman eats cereal?
Oh, Bobby, such thoughts you have.
What do you think, Miss Madison? Do you think the space woman eats cereal?
Only to get to the prize at the bottom.
Hey, that's mine!
Don't make me blow up your planet over a plastic whistle.
Oh, listen to what it says here. If the space woman could build a spaceship that can fly to Earth and has a robot that can electrocute soldiers...
Hey! The robot didn't electrocute that soldier. He just got zapped in the butt a couple of times.
I heard he won't be able to sit down for a whole month.
Oh, that's terrible.
You know, he did shoot me. The space woman.
If she could do all that, what other terrors can she unleash at will? They need to track down this monster and destroy her before she destroys us.
I'd like to say your opinion is symptomatic of the Cold War era, but really, humans always want to kill what they don't understand.
I agree with Miss Madison. The spacewoman, or whatever she is, we automatically assume she's a menace. Maybe she isn't, after all.
Well, then, where is she, Mrs. Benson? What's she up to?
Maybe she's afraid. After all, she was shot the minute she landed here.
There! Yes! Thank you! My point! I promise I'll do my best to spare you. And your kid. Don't touch that whistle!
Aw, gee whiz.
You know, maybe before deciding whether the space woman should blow up the Earth or not, she may want to learn about you 1950s people.
There's nothing strange about Washington.
A person from another planet might disagree with you.
A person with half a brain might disagree with you.
It's all right, Mrs. Crockett. That's Mr. Stevens calling for me. I'll go to the door.
And that awful robot, standing there like an ugly iron statue. It gives me the shivers.
I think it looks more like a garbage can on wheels.
Well, do you want to be electrocuted by a garbage can?
I wish I'd brought a Roomba. I think Mrs. Crockett would be like one of those cats that sees a Roomba and then leaps into a ceiling fan trying to escape.
Morning, Tom.
Hello, Helen. We're all set. I picked up some sandwiches and put gas in the car, and the radio is busted, so we can forget about this space woman for the day.
I haven't been able to arrange anyone to stay with Bobby. Mrs. Crockett's going out, and I don't suppose we could take him with us.
Oh, I guess we could.
Just for today. Mrs. Crockett has plans, and I don't know who else to ask.
Good morning.
Sup?
Oh, Miss Madison. This is my boyfriend, Tom Stevens.
Dating a woman with a kid. Very progressive for the 1950s.
Progressive?
Going out with someone whose well's already been tapped.
Say, Miss Madison, you wouldn't happen to be available to watch Bobby today, would you?
You literally met me 2 days ago, and you trust me with your child?
You have an honest face.
Suck up.
And an honest tongue.
Please, Miss Madison.
Babysitting? Full disclosure, when I babysat for my little sister, I'd make her play tag.
What's wrong with that?
I'd make her chase me while running with a pair of scissors. And in order to be safe from being tagged, she had to stick them into an electrical outlet. That was the summer she had curly hair.
Well, Helen, I'm sold.
All right, I'll go tell Bobby.
Wow, you really want some alone time with Helen.
Yes.
Widow's put out, huh?
And this is where my father is buried.
You took me sightseeing to a cemetery? What kind of warped little goth kid are you?
Didn't you ever hear of Arlington Cemetery?
I've heard of laundromats, but I don't want to go tour one.
Don't they have cemeteries for wars where you've been?
The only cemeteries I go to screen movies outside. One year, I drank so much hard lemonade, I mistook a mausoleum for a porta potty. Boy, did the Rothschild family have some strong words to say about that.
Hey, that's a good idea. You want to go to the movies?
Movies cost money. All I've got is Apple Pay.
You can't pay with apples.
Don't tell Steve Jobs that.
Well, I've got $2. I'll treat you, okay?
Oh, I know. Here.
Gee, I've never seen a coin like this before. What does the B stand for?
It's a Bitcoin coin.
Wow. It looks like it's worth a lot of money.
Nah, It's just a physical representation of cryptocurrency, which isn't worth anything either, except to rich tech bros who think they're investment savvy and listen to Andrew Tate.
Oh.
You can buy it off of me for that $2.
Sure, it's kind of neat looking.
Okay, so I'll treat us to the movie. Where I come from, $2 won't even get you parking at the theater.
Hey, before we go to the movies, would you like to see the Abraham Lincoln Memorial?
Actually, yeah. I'd like to see all the memorials before Trump slaps his name on them and paints them gold.
Who?
Imagine the Cold War and the Great Depression put together, but with memes.
Okay.
Wait a sec. That makes me think. They won't let me talk to all the heads of the world's nations at once, but what about the world's scientists?
Scientists?
Yeah. When politicians become science deniers, the only smart people left in the room are the scientists. Mainly because they're so wrapped up in science, they don't bother with people-pleasing. Sometimes being socially awkward is an asset.
So you want to meet a scientist?
Yeah. Who's the smartest scientist you got?
That's Professor Barnhart, I guess. He's the greatest scientist in the world. He lives right here in Washington.
Great. Let's go see Professor Barnhart.
You're kidding, aren't you?
Hey, you dragged me to see your dead dad. The least you could do is take me to a living scientist.
I like you, Miss Madison. You're a real screwball.
Screwball? Ooh, screwdrivers. Let's stop at a bar on the way. I got $2 now, and Miss Madison is feisty.
Gee, maybe the professor isn't at home. Miss Madison, what are you doing?
Trying to open the door.
But it's locked.
Oh, is it?
Well, that's funny.
We'll go in and wait for him. I'm sure he won't mind.
Miss Madison, did you maybe have too many drinks at the bar?
Hey, who's babysitting who here? That vase was like that when I got here.
Gee, look at this blackboard. Just think of all the brains that goes on in here. What do you suppose all that writing means?
It's a problem in celestial mechanics.
It is?
You don't believe me? Raise your hand if you arrived here in a spaceship.
Maybe we should go home, Miss Madison. You remind me of Mrs. Crockett after her bridge parties.
First, I gotta fix what he wrote here on the board.
Hey, it says don't erase, don't touch.
Okay, let's see. Whoa! He's got letters in his math equations. Ah! What a doof.
I don't think you should be erasing that.
I'm fixing it. Hang on. There!
You drew a tic-tac-toe board.
I got center X. Your move.
Who are you? How dare you come in like this? How dare you write on that blackboard? Do you realize the professor's been working on that problem for weeks?
Well, I fixed it. Come on, Bobby. It's your turn.
What do you want?
To see Professor Barnhart.
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 I'm pretty sure it's Barnhart.
Well, he's not here, and he won't be back until evening. I think you'd better leave.
Will you tell him that Madison was here? And get us a cab. I'm in no condition to walk. Bobby, where do we live?
1615 M Street Northwest.
Get your own cab and get out!
Rude! If I had my robot here, your ass would look like charred roast beef. Come on, Bobby! And clean up this broken vase. It's a hazard.
Madison, 1615 M Street Northwest. Madison, 1615 M Street. 1615. Hello, operator? Give me the police.
Well, here we are.
Thank you, Tom. It was a wonderful day.
You still haven't answered my question.
Oh, you know how I feel, Tom, but I still want time to think it over.
If I could only tell the boss I was getting married and acquiring 2 dependents.
How romantic.
What? What are you doing here? This is a private conversation.
Then don't have it in a convertible.
Oh, hello, Miss Madison. Is Bobby inside?
Yep.
We better get going.
Who's this?
Government guy. But he can't prove I was the one who threw up on the Lincoln Memorial. You guys don't have DNA yet. That could have been anyone's upchuck.
Let's go.
I know my rights.
Good night, sir. Ma'am.
Good night.
Good night.
Gosh darn it.
Okay, that was my puke.
Here's the woman you wanted to see, Professor Barnhart.
You know, you didn't need to kidnap me. You could have just called.
And you didn't need to break into my home. You could have just left a message.
Fair.
Thank you, Mr. Brady. I wish to speak to her alone now.
I'll be outside, Professor, cleaning out my back seat.
You are the one who played tic-tac-toe on my blackboard.
Yeah, but those games are always a draw.
You erased part of my equation in the process.
So, don't you save your work?
It was saved on the blackboard.
All of your gobbledygook didn't make sense anyway.
Actually, you're right.
I am?
I couldn't make sense of the equation until you erased that middle portion. Then I could see I was overthinking it. Thanks to you, I found the solution.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
So, how do you like our planet?
Nice place to visit, but the parking sucks.
So you are the spacewoman.
More like a time and space woman.
Oh, please sit down. I have several thousand questions to ask you.
Actually, me first. I wanted to talk to you about my mission here, since you're the closest thing the 1950s has to Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Ah, your mission. That is my first question.
Okay, since your politicians are total douche nozzles, I decided I should talk to the scientists instead. Because you guys, like, invented atomic energy, but the politicians are the ones who weaponized it, right?
Yes. The military always has the best funding, unfortunately.
Too bad everything can't be like silly putty. It was created by the government to be an alternative to rubber in World War II, but instead became a hugely popular toy. You know, between that and the Slinky, everyone needs to stop making toys and just give kids repurposed junk to play with. It's the hype that sells it.
What exactly is the nature of your mission?
Oh, yeah, right. It's to warn you that Earth faces danger. I was kind of hoping for a global audience, like during the Super Bowl halftime show. But apparently, you guys are faster at inventing nukes than you are the Super Bowl, which got its name from the kids' toy Super Ball. Seriously, kids can be amused by the simplest crap.
Would you be willing to meet with a group of scientists? We're having our first meeting tomorrow night. Perhaps you could explain your mission to them, and they in turn could present it to their various peoples.
Yeah, that could work.
One thing. Suppose this group should reject your proposal. What is the alternative?
The Earth would be obliterated.
Oh my!
No. It's not that bad. Where I come from, we've redefined obliterated to mean it could be dug up and rebuilt.
Such power exists?
Oh, yeah. Earth will be melted down like Velveeta in the microwave.
This power you speak of, the scientists must be made to realize that it exists.
Sure, a little proof of concept.
Perhaps something that would affect the entire planet.
Oh, yeah, I got something good.
A little demonstration, but not destructive.
Not destructive? Okay, gonna need to dip into the think tank on that one.
Could you do it tomorrow morning, before our meeting in the evening? Say, noon?
Let's call it noon-ish. I actually suffer from time blindness. I'm never on time for anything, and calling it a condition means I don't have to take responsibility for my own actions. I also have cleaning blindness, cooking blindness, and paying the bills blindness. It's a burden on other people.
Come in.
Bobby, you got a flashlight I could borrow?
Oh, sure, Miss Madison. It's a real Boy Scout one.
1950s Boy Scouts? You got a light source that isn't socially and politically problematic?
Huh?
I guess I could use the flashlight on my phone. I was worried about running down the battery, but I can recharge it on my spaceship. Okay, thanks anyway.
The Boy Scouts are problematic? I'll show her how good my Boy Scout flashlight is.
Mommy!
Oh, hello, Mrs. Crockett.
What are you doing, trundling down the stairs like a herd of elephants this late at night?
I'm following Miss Madison to her spaceship.
Does your mother know you're out of bed?
I'll tell her when she gets home. Bye!
Well, all right then.
Edith, it's your bid!
I'll be there in a minute. This gin isn't going to fizz itself.
Well, great. They've built a wall around my spaceship and have armed guards. Okay, let's see if I can get Gort's attention.
That's a funny-looking flashlight.
Ah!
Oh, I'm sorry. Did it break?
No, but I think this is the day my heart stood still.
What are you trying to do?
I was trying to signal Gort with the light.
The robot? Why?
To distract the guards so I can get inside my spaceship. See, watch. I flash the light on the wall in a pattern like this. Ah! Sorry. My boss always calls me at the worst times.
I think the guards heard you.
Oh, crap. Come on, Gort. See the flashlight?
It zapped him in the butt.
Ah, screw the GI Bill. This isn't worth it.
Look, Miss Madison. The guards are running away.
So much for your military defenses. Okay, I got some work to do in my spaceship. I'd invite you in, but the place is a sty. Dirty clothes, dishes everywhere. They give me a robot that will zap people, but where's my robot maid?
Well, gee, I don't mind if the place is messy.
Nah, it's late. You better go home.
Okay.
All right, Gort, let's go inside. Gort? Damn it! Somebody knocked him over. Don't blink your little lights at me. I'm coming. This is a serious design flaw. How are we supposed to instill fear in humanity with you just laying on the sidewalk? Well, the same would go for you delivering Thai food.
Thanks again for taking me out, Tom.
How about a thank you kiss?
Mom! Mom, listen!
Oh, good. Barbie's here.
Bobby, what are you doing down here at this hour, fully dressed?
Mom, I had to tell you! I followed Miss Madison and... Gee, where do you think she went? Right into the spaceship!
Now, Bobby, just one minute.
Honest, Mom, I saw her! They got a shed built around the spaceship so nobody can get to it, but Miss Madison flashed a signal to that robot garbage can and it zapped the guard!
Bobby, have you been dreaming again?
No, honest, I promise. I saw it. She was gonna let me inside, but she doesn't have a robot maid.
Bobby, I'm sure Miss Madison is asleep upstairs, which is where you should be.
You gotta believe me!
Tom, would you come with us upstairs to show Bobby Miss Madison is in her room asleep?
You know, there are a lot of good boarding schools for boys his age.
What?
Nothing. Let's go upstairs.
I'm telling you, she isn't in her room!
Oh, no? Then who is that snoring?
Mrs. Crockett. Her bridge ladies didn't leave till midnight.
This is her room, Tom.
Pardon us? Miss Madison?
Oh, we shouldn't wake her.
She's not here, Helen.
See? See, I told you!
Helen, look what I found on the carpet.
That's an unusual coin. What country do you think it's from?
It's not from a country. It's a Bitcoin. Miss Madison's got lots of them. She gave me one, see?
She gave you this?
Well, not exactly. I gave her $2.
Look at the design on it. There's a B, but what are all these grooves in this unusual pattern?
Miss Madison says it's a chip for computers.
All right, that's enough of this fantasy. Bobby, go to bed.
But Mom...
Go to bed.
Gee whiz.
I'm going to hang on to this coin, Helen, and see if I can find anything out about it. Meanwhile, I think you should stay away from this Miss Madison. I wouldn't want anything to happen to you.
Or happen to Bobby. Or happen to Bobby.
You can't protect him his whole life, Helen. At some point, he has to leave the nest.
He's 10.
The circus is always hiring.
Oh, hey, Helen! Helen! Yo, Helen!
Miss Madison, what are you doing here at my office? I was headed to lunch.
I gotta ask you something.
I only have 30 minutes for lunch. I really need to go. Oh, the This elevator is too crowded. I'll take the service elevator.
I'll go with you.
All right, fine. What do you need to ask me?
Actually, it's my boss. He's on my ass about this. He wants me to exterminate, make sure no one knows about me.
Knows about you?
Well, like, has Bobby told you anything?
Oh, Bobby has such an active imagination.
So you didn't believe him?
Of course not.
That's not a good reflection of your parenting skills.
Really, Miss Madison, Bobby is...
Oh, just a sec. 4, 3, 2, 1, now! Why isn't it working?
Why isn't what working?
The elevator!
The elevator is working just fine.
Exactly! Why is the elevator working just fine?
I really don't...
There we go.
The elevator stopped. Hit the emergency call button.
That won't help. Everything has stopped. Cars, electrical turbines, toasters. Somewhere, there's a housewife trying to do laundry, and her clothes are stuck in the middle of the wash cycle, sopping wet and full of soap. Which happens to me every time I go to the laundromat. Of course I overfill the load. The wash cycle is expensive.
I don't understand.
I've stopped all electricity all over the world. Traffic is stopped on a million streets. Electric clocks stopped at the dot of noon. Milkshake stopped bringing boys to the yard.
You did this?
Well, the technology I brought with me did. But don't worry, I'm not a total bitch. I made sure hospitals are still running and airplanes aren't dropping out of the sky. Oh, and hair dryers are still working. No woman deserves to suffer with limp, air-dried hair.
Why did you do this?
To demonstrate to the scientists of the world what we're capable of. I'm going to speak to them tonight. But here's the thing. I need you to keep my secret. Without cutting away to another scene, I can guess the military leaders of this country are pretty peeved right about now and probably want to kill me.
You don't know that.
Come on, Mrs. Crockett wanted to kill me. It's because people fear what they don't know.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to give a warning to the planet so you all can fear what you do know.
This is so confusing.
Bottom line, my life is in your hands. And if I die, the world's gonna die. So, no pressure, but you gotta keep my secret, or you're all dead.
Oh, the lights. We've started again.
Ah, it must be 12:30. Sorry, I just ate up your entire lunch break.
Where are you going now?
Back to the boarding house. I'll be safe there for the afternoon. And I'll be able to make sure that Bobby doesn't snitch, since he's the only other person who knows about me.
No, wait a minute. There's someone else. Tom, he was with me last night when Bobby told me what he saw.
Ugh, that guy's the type to take up 2 armrests in a movie theater. He's not considerate of your elbows, Helen. Not at all.
Oh, well, I'm sure he doesn't know anything definite and...
Death, Helen! Death!
We can't take a chance, can we?
Can you shut him up? Or do I need to take drastic measures with Gort? I can make it so Tom can't sit down till next July.
No, I think I can keep him from saying anything.
Okay, well, this needs to happen, like, now.
Oh, yes, right away. I'll go to his office.
The fate of the whole world is in the hands of a guy so full of himself, he'd sue his own twin for stealing his likeness.
Yes, Mr. Stevens?
Margaret, now, listen. Call the Pentagon and...
Mr. Benson's here to see you, sir.
Yeah, well, never mind. This is more important. Listen, now call the Pentagon and find out who's in charge of this space woman business.
Tom!
Margaret, call me as soon as you get to the Pentagon and don't take any other calls.
What did you mean, more important?
I have got some pretty terrific news about your good friend, Miss Madison.
What about her?
She's the woman from the spaceship. I had that coin, or whatever it is, checked at 3 different places. No country on Earth's ever minted a coin like that. Not now, not anywhere throughout history. And after what Bobby's told us, that's enough for me.
All right, Tom, it's true. But you've got to promise me you won't say a word to anybody.
Nobody but the Pentagon.
Please, Tom.
Are you crazy? After what happened today? Why, just look at my face. My electric shaver stopped halfway through my shave.
Why didn't you finish the shave when the electricity came back?
That's not the point, Helen. I say she's dangerous, and it's our duty to turn her in.
She isn't dangerous. She told me what she came here for.
Don't be silly just because you happen to like the girl. Do you realize what this will mean for us? I'll be the biggest man in the country. I'll write my own ticket.
Is that what you're thinking about?
The Pentagon is on the line, sir.
Tom, you don't know what you're doing. It isn't just you and Miss Madison. It's everybody. The rest of the world is involved.
I don't give a hang about the rest of the world. I'm in this for me. You'll feel different when you see my picture in the papers. You're gonna marry a hero.
I'm not going to marry anybody. And you've never once shared the armrest. Miss Madison. Miss Madison, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up? What did Tom say?
You were right about him.
Douche nozzles transcend time and space.
We have to hurry. I've got a taxi outside.
Damn it! I knew I should have let Gort zap him.
Where to?
To the spaceship in the park, driver. And hurry.
The spaceship, huh? I don't know what you ladies expect to see there. The whole area is blocked off by military vehicles.
Too bad the president didn't declare it a natural disaster area. They'd pull the government support in a second.
I think we may have been seen getting into the taxi.
What makes you say that?
We're being followed by an army car.
There's military vehicles all over the place.
You can't possibly get close to the spaceship now with all those troops in full gear.
Tom spread the word like a celebrity death on Facebook.
It's only a few more blocks to Professor Barnhart's. We should take you there.
A little worried about Gort. I'm afraid of what he might do if something should happen to me.
Gort? But he's a robot.
He's a product of centuries of refinement. There's no limit to what he could do. He could destroy the Earth. If no one has tipped him over again.
And the city is swarming with patrol cars hunting you. How can we tell them?
Like they're gonna listen to two women? Look, if anything happens to me, you gotta get to Gort. You gotta give him this message. Gort, Madison Barada Nikto. Okay? Gort, Madison Barada Nikto. Say it back to me.
Gort, Madison Barada. Madison Barada. Barada.
Nikto! Gort, Madison, Barada, Nikto.
Maybe I should send the taxi driver. Without GPS, he's actually navigating this entire city through memory.
Okay, ladies, this is as far as we go. They got the street blockaded.
The spaceship isn't very far. Why don't you try to run for it?
Why don't you run the other direction and draw their fire?
I have a son.
You're not gonna have a son much longer if the world blows up.
Ladies, that'll be $250.
All right, I'm gonna make a run for it. But you gotta cover the cab fare.
There she is. Stop or we'll fire.
Ah! Shot twice in one episode. Oh, this sucks.
Miss Madison!
Gort! Get...
Yes, I'll get to Gort. I promise.
No! Get the taxi driver to Gort. Man, if she says it wrong, Gort may destroy the Earth. Or deliver Kung Pao chicken to the wrong address.
Madison Barada Nikto. Madison Barada Nikto. Madison. Oh no. Gord must know that Miss Madison is dead. He's headed straight for those armed soldiers.
I've been shot in the... Ow!
He's getting ready to shoot again! No, no! Gort, no!
Fall back! Fall back! We're under attack! Under attack!
Gort! Gort! Madison! Madison! Barada! Madison Barada Nikto! Where am I?
Oh, hey, Helen. Sup?
I thought you were...
Dead? Yeah. I was as dead as my Furby when my brother ripped all the fur off of it. Ugh, that Furby looked like what the Terminator fears in his nightmares.
But that doesn't explain how you're not, dead.
Oh, well, they had me halfway to the morgue when Gort caught up with me and brought me back here. I got this technique that could restore life and reduce fine lines and wrinkles.
That's amazing.
I know, but in some cases, it's only for a limited time.
How long do you have?
No one can tell. Like, look, I'm already getting crow's feet.
I mean, how long will you be Alive.
Oh, that. Hopefully long enough for me to give my spiel to the scientists. Otherwise, I have no idea how long any of you will be alive. Thanks, Gort. He says Professor Barnhart's scientists are ready.
I'll go outside and find a seat. Good luck.
Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather. I'll be fine, Gort. But be prepared to destroy all of mankind if there's any sign of trouble. Or if I flub a line. That's so embarrassing, I'd want all witnesses destroyed. Okay, Gort, go on!
You, people of Earth, you, men of science, you here from all over your world, Europe, Asia, representing many nations, many ideas.
Please put your hands together for the woman who's going to save this planet from total annihilation, Miss Madison!
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. So good to be here. Okay, let's get down to basics. Humanity, you guys war a lot. Like, a lot. And that's fine. You do you. But see, now you have nukes, and the rest of the universe is not okay with that. Nobody's saying you have to give up your freedom to kill each other. We're not coming for your guns. But you are going to be patrolled by a race of robots to make sure that you keep all your wars to yourselves. At the first sign of threat outside of your own atmosphere, these robots are going to drop kick this planet into the next solar system. No regime change, y'all be toast. You got it? Come on, Gort, let's hit it. Peace or perish! Bye!
And as they had seen her come, so did they see her depart. And the people of the Earth pondered upon the warning.
But as we all know, decades passed and the arms race got worse. And WMDs became the excuse to launch wars. So, nice try, space people. No one's gonna force us to have peace. Oh, what's that you got over there? Enriched uranium? Bring it. The original film, The Day the Earth Stood Still, premiered in 1951 and was adapted for the Lux Radio Theater in 1954, where Michael Rennie recreated his role of the spaceman Klaatu. The movie is considered one of the best science fiction films of all time, with the phrase Klaatu Barada Nikto being the most referenced quote of all of sci-fi. Besides the Lux Radio Theater's adaptation, the film would be published as a novel in 1976, and Keanu Reeves would star as Klaatu in the 2008 film remake. From an era that was filled with science fiction in reaction to the Cold War and the new atomic age, The Day the Earth Stood Still remains a cautionary tale about war and a warning to choose peace.
Hey, everybody, it's Madison. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, we have a Patreon!
What? Like every other podcast out there?
Yes! For only $5 a month, you can get sneak peeks and Madison exclusives. But mostly, you're helping to support our little indie show. Link in the show notes! But I know it's hard to financially support all of your favorite shows. So really, if you could write us a nice review, give us 5 stars, or a shout out on your favorite socials, anything to help get the word out would mean so much. Okay, announcer dude, roll the credits!
Madison on the Air was written and produced by Christy Talon Sage, with music composition and audio engineering by Jeremy Sage. The role of Madison Standish was played by Christy Talon Sage. Helen Benson was played by Chelsea Greer, and Bobby Benson was played by Jamie Forney. Other members of the cast were Stephen Jun as Tom Stevens, Julie Hoverson as Mrs. Crockett, David Pinion as Mr. Harley, Scott R. McKinley as Professor Barnhart, Paul R. Beesey as the taxi driver, James C. Taylor as the newscaster and Brady, Jerry Kokich as the army officer, Sharon Gruenwald as Hilda and Margaret, Rob Scheimer as the guard and soldier 2, Jeremy Sage as soldier 1 and Gort, and Edward October was our narrator.